start off this Tisha B'Av with something missing. It's been on our minds, we've spoken about it a lot, and we've just presented right here. Tisha B'Av begins this year, Matzah Shabbos, without the bracha of Havdalah. Gemara in Bracha says, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that Havdalah is linked to the bracha in Shmona Esrei of Chonin Hadas. Mishyesh Bodeya, person who has knowledge, has the ability to be Mavdil, has the ability to recite Havdalah, to separate. Then the Gemara, a few lines earlier, quotes two statements from Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, listen carefully. Gedola Deya, Deya is great, Shenitna ben Shnei Shemos. Because the Pasuk presents the concept of Deya, of knowledge, between two Shemos of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Kikel Deos Hashem, sandwiched in both the shame of Kel and the shame of Hashem, you find the word Deya. Gdola Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Shemos. But then Rabbi Elazar continues, Ve'omer Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Mikdash Shenitan Ben Shnei Shemos. Shene'emar, Po'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Rabbi Elazar says, the Mikdash in this world is great. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented that by the fact that he's sandwiched within two Shemos Hashem. Po'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Gdola Mikdash. Shenitan ben Shnei Shemos. Rabbi Elazar says these two seemingly distinct ideas. Das is great that it's sandwiched between two Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikdash is great that it also finds itself amongst and surrounded by the two Shemos of Hashem. Va'omer Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara concludes in Brachas, Kol sheyesh bo deya, a person who's a bardas, a person who has a mind, who has the right perspective, who's considered one with knowledge, ki'ilu nivne beis amigdosh biyomov, shedeya nitnu ben shtei osios, u'mikdosh nitnu ben shtei osios. The very Gemara that discusses Havdalah, which we omit tonight, tells us that there's some linkage between the das that's necessary, the frame of mind that's necessary in order to be Mavdil, and the reality that exists in the Zman of Mikdash. Both of those phenomenons, both of those concepts are surrounded and engulfed amongst Shem Shammai, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch. What does this mean? Explains the Rashba in his Chidushei Agados so beautifully, that in the Zman of the Mikdash, when we lived at a time where the Mikdash was the epicenter of our existence, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. Gilui Shechina was the only thing that you could think about. Sanhedrin, Koyhanim, Korbonos that represented what really should happen to us when we sin. Yerushamayim was simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to the left and to the right. Says the Rashbi is Lashon, Odom Nimtza Besocho. A person literally, like the Pasuk presents, is in the middle of Shem Shamayim. That was Makom HaMikdash. That was a Zman that the Mikdash existed. Says Rabbi Elazar, but that also can exist today if we would just be a bardas. If we would actually have umilu es haaretz, das Hashem. If we would actually have the right frame of mind in the way that we live our lives. If you would actually think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first and foremost in every single place that we go to, a real true bardas is one that sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Kael and Hashem around his das, around his existence. Says the Rashba, that is the connection between these two concepts. Marv Rabbeisai, I think the halacha is telling us this year that we cannot make havdalah. We are not a bardas. Unfortunately, we live an existence that doesn't allow us to make havdalah. We don't have that daya that is sandwiched between the kael and Hashem. We don't live that existence because we are not mavdil in our lives. It was a person who approached Rav Moshe Feinstein in the 9 days. And he said to Rav Moshe, I have a business opportunity, a multi-million-dollar opportunity right now that I know I shouldn't really get involved in new business transactions during the 9 days, but it's really an opportunity that's very rare. So I want to know if I can get in, if I can do it. And Rav Moshe gave him a heter. Rav Moshe said, go for it. Then the person, as he was walking outside, he said to Rav Moshe, but you have to understand, when I meet this company, the CEO of this company, he's going to see that I'm not clean shaven. It's not going to look right. And can I also have a heter, Rav Moshe, please, to shave before the meeting? And Rav Moshe said to this individual, I gave you a heter to do the deal. I don't give you a heter to shave. The person walked out of Rav Moshe's office. He said, once I'm doing the deal, I'm going to make the deal go right. I have to shave. And he did. He was sitting with the CEO of this company. And the CEO turned to him and said, but how do I know that I can trust you? How do I know that you're really going to be the right man that we can partner up with, that this, everything's going to go right? And the person turned back to the CEO and he said, because I'm Jewish. Because I come from an honest people. Because you know my history. And you've worked with people, and some of your other companies that you've joined up with were Jews, and you know what we're all about. And he says, yes, but I also know that you're in a time of mourning right now. I also know that everyone else that I've done deals with is not clean shaven. So apparently you don't follow the rules the same way the other people that I partnered up with. The story tells us what the Meshech Chachma tells us in Parshas Bechukosai. If you don't want to be mavdil yourself, if you want to live an existence that I just want to look exactly like the goyim around me, if I want to mimic their lifestyle, if I want to live the way they live, if I want to get involved in everything that their culture wants and desires, and that's what's running my life, then we are lacking havdalah. We are not being mavdil. Bein Yisrael uvein Amun. And the Meshech Chachma tells us something scary when he refers to the Teichacha and this idea of a nation that doesn't want to be Mavdil. A nation that says, why can't we just be like them? A nation that the Meshech Chachma said in the 1800s that makes the following claim, Berlin zu Yerushalayim, says Mayor Simcha Midvintz, not knowing about the Holocaust that was incumbent upon them. Berlin zu Yerushalayim. You don't want to be Mavdil between Yerushalayim and every other area in the world. then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Toichacha of Loi Ma'astim Loi Ga'altim. I will be Mavdil for you. I will remind you what it means to be a Jewish nation. If you're not being Mavdil, if you don't have Das Hashem, then I will be Mavdil for you. We all know the statement that the Brisker Rav said, quoting the Tzaddikim from Poland, if we don't make Kiddush, they're going to make Havdalah. And such a Havdalah. A Havdalah that mimics our Havdalah. When we can't draw the line, when we can't detach ourselves, when we can't build a lifestyle of Das Hashem, so we're not separated. We're not fulfilling Havdalah. And every story that we will cry about tonight and tomorrow will be about persecutions and korbanos that the goyim, yimach shemam v'zichram, also did not make Havdalah, mida kenegen mida. They didn't care, Hasidish, Litvish, Svardi, Ashkenazi, from, not from, reform, conservative, who cares? Jewish blood? You're born to a Jewish mother? We're not Mavdil. We don't make a Havdalah. Just like you don't make a Havdalah, they don't make a Havdalah either. We need Das Hashem. We need to start living a life of Havdalah, of separation. We need to think about the first time in the Torah that the concept of Havdalah is found. We say throughout the week of Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, Al Naros Bavel, Shom Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu. When we were sitting in exile from the Beis HaMikdash, and we looked back, Shom Yashavnu, we sat, Gam Bachinu, we also cried. What does Gam Bachinu refer to? What do you mean you also cried? You also cried with who? Sounds like someone was crying before you. Who was crying that you are adding your Bechios to? So some of the Mefarshim comment that there was an original Bechia found in the Torah. The first time that the rabbis tell us that we experience Bechia in the Torah is by the first Havdalah in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates between the Mayim HaElyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Havdalah in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a Yam that's going to be disconnected from the Mayim in Shamayim. And the Mayim HaTachtonim began to cry and they said, we don't want to detach ourselves from Umiluas Aretz Das Hashem. We are cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. We don't want to be on earth where there's no Das Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Don't worry. I do this Havdalah, but I grant you that you still will be connected to Kedusha, and I'm going to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. And I'm going to put the Mayim onto the Nisuch HaMayim, onto the Mizbeach, in the Zman of the Mikdash. That's a Havdalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began in the Torah with. That's a Havdalah that we're supposed to be making tonight. That's a Havdalah that we should be practicing every Motzei Shabbos and having our week follow on that path of Havdalah ben Kedusha Lechol, of Havdalah that now even in this world you can still be in Makom HaMikdash. But now that we don't, and we've strayed away from a life of correct Havdalah, now that Havdalah doesn't exist in our lives, Rabbeisai, what are we left with? We're left with persecution. We're left with crying about korbanos, not of korbanos that are brought in the Mikdash, but korbanos that were killed and blood spilled in the streets for generations, that were korbanos of people.
no nisach hamayim on the mizbeach. The Chasam Sofer says that there were so many karbonos that were crying about. Where are the nisachim that go along with those karbonos? Where's the nisach hamayim?
Says the Chasam Sofer, the nisach hamayim are all the tears that we're going to shed right now. There's edus about the Chasam Sofer that he used to collect his tears off the ground and save it for after Tisha B'Av and drink it like they put the mayim into the mizbeach. That is what we're left with a life of not the correct Avdolah. That is the way our nisach hamayim looks in this existence. And what do we do? We don't do Avdolah ben Kedusha l'chol. And all we have is Havdalah Beinenu. We separate from this person and that person, and we set up barriers between each other. Rabbi Yisai, the Rabbeinu Sholem, is telling us a message tonight. Follow the Havdalah that I made at the beginning of creation. A Havdalah that led to Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach. A Havdalah that leads to Deus Hashem. A Havdalah that links itself to what? Chaynin Adas, that can lead to what? Mikdosh, that is sandwiched between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to take this Tisha B'Av and make sure that it's going to be the springboard to a new life. A life that will be sandwiched with Shem Shamayim to the right and to the left of us. A life that will know how to be Mavdil. Ben Kedusha L'chol. That should be the driving force. A life that the Rashba speaks about, that a real bardas could connect even in a zman where the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, to Chachomim, to Sanhedrin, to Kohanim, to Avoda, to Torah, to Tgmilas Chasodim. A life that no matter where he is, there's Gilu Shechino, there's Ratzon Aboire. That's a real bardas. That's a person who can make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. And in Mirtz Hashem, if we mimic the Avdolah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began with, and we all become Bardas, and we don't try to follow the trends of society, but we look at Mikdosh to be what drives us, Mirtz Hashem, we will be able to see in our days, Rabbi said, this should be the last Tisha B'Av, the Emes Be'emes, that we should see the second statement of Rabbi Lazar, G'dayla Mikdosh, Shenitna bein shtei oisiyos. Once we demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know how to be Mavdil, that we want to be Mavdil, that we understand what Havdalah is, that we are Bardas, we're not Shotes, we're not people that are lacking mental capacity, we understand what He put us in this world for, and what we, Klal Yisrael, are supposed to look like, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Beis HaMikdash that is also Nitna. Ben Shteya Osios, Ben Heira Biyamim.